That's actually not bad. It's really good.
You actually put the boiler on?
The broiler.
Oh, no, I didn't sell more.
The smoke is coming through on the...
just remember to turn it off.
Oh.
So we are at that... something or other. Chut base and a base. Our goal is to finish the pair tonight. Chut base and a base. At the two dots. Not two dots, but two dots. At the little base, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down, approximately. Okay, easy Gemara tonight. Easy and interesting. Yisrael Shalava Me'akum, a Jew who borrowed money from a goy, Vakum Yisrael, or a goy borrowed money from a Jew. Viniz Gayer, and the Jew, the goy was in the Megayer. Ben Chizok Me'achaluniz Gayer, whether they lumped together the principal and the interest before the gerus occurred, ben mishkus gar, or after the interest occurs, regardless, goves a kambalos a ribis. In other words, no matter how the loan is configured, you only collect principal, no interest. Okay, interest, you don't collect interest on the loan.
Isn't that refers to a collection attempt?
Yeah, but at that point, what it does is the attempt to make principal and interest. Okay, so you're right, it is a collection debt, but that's what you would think it might become one conglomerate entity. It does not. Okay? Gratis Campbellos Ribbis, you only collect the principal, not the ribbis. Now, there's a whole line missing here from the Gemara, which is in the Escorial, so I'll read you what the Escorial says. Divi Rabbi Meir, that whole statement was a Rabbi Meir statement. But don't bother to look for this, you won't find it. Rabbi Yosef says, Yisrael Shalava, but it isn't a Tosefta. If you had a Tosefta, you'd see it. Rabbi Yosef says, it depends. Yisrael Shalava me the goy, if a Jew borrowed money from a goy, then his gayer, and then the goy who loaned the money, who was the lender, was Megayer. Benchazagnov, Achelonis gayer. If the, let's use your word, if the collection attempt was made before the gerus, or it was made afterwards, then then you can only collect the principal, not the ribbis. Now, continuing back in the Gemara where we have it. Avol, however, according to Rabbi Yossi, Akum Shalovam Yisrael, if a goy borrowed money from a Jew, in his gayer, and the goy was then megayer, then it depends, Imachulonis Gayer, if before the gerus took place, Zukfan Alobim, Milve, you already attempted to collect, Goyva Akenun Varibis, then the ribis can be collected. Mishnis Gayer, if however, only after the gerus occurred, Yisrael attempted to collect from this ger, Goyva Akenun below ribis, only then do we limit him and say only the principal and not the ribbis. So the case which he argues about with Rabbi Meir, it's a case where a goy borrowed from Yisrael, and before the gerus, a collection attempt was made by the Yisrael against the goy. Gon Rabbi Meir, you still can only collect principal after the gerus occurs and not the interest. Gon Rabbi Yosi, since you still attempted to collect before the gerus occurred, so then even after the gerus occurred, you can still collect from this ger, the principal plus the ribbis. Bakapora says, goy vesa keren vesa ribbis. No matter what, when a goy is in a gayer, you collect from this. You collect. You do something like this is kind of, yeah? You collect from both the keren and the ribbis. Why? Over of Yaakov Aracha, time of the Bakapora, reason Bakapora is me, came a child, my vrichom in a ribbis. If you let people get out of paying interest, next thing you know, afu nasa ger sheker. A whole bunch of people are going to be megayer in order to avoid paying Jews the ribbis they owe them. So therefore, in order to prevent these gerus shekers, we say, oh, you want to be megayer, fine, but they won't get out of paying the interest.
You think they'd be really smart enough to figure that out? Think about this.
Yeah.
Just think, we're worried about gerus sheker.
Right.
As if Bezdin is not, as Bezdin is going to accept them. You know, they're going to come in, they're going to rush in Bezdin and say, oh yeah, we know you have lots of loans, but you know, we'll accept your gerus as if, like, the Gemara's talking as if there's no process of gerus, as if the guy decides on his own, just going to be a ger, just like that.
But
it's weird. Okay. It's not the way we don't gain understand.
He won't be basing us to say if access was balanced. He knows basically knows what he doesn't know.
I understand, but there is, you know, it's not a frivolous process, and that
right.
sounds like, yeah. Sounds
I don't buy that.
Don't buy the complaint.
Because of that's in my own mistake. I think that Rabbi Schwartz asked for your 1040 before his Megario.
The point is, although I don't necessarily know who's thinking this garrison. Those days, towns were smaller. If somebody's being Megario, people knew about it.
No. All right. Okay. So Kasher. A minor one. Mostly, but you're
minor.
Okay. Says a little further. Love other be vulnerable nice of a person can borrow money from his sons and daughters. Beribis, and pay them interest, or by vice versa, collect interest from them. Because it's really a chinuch issue. In other words, a chinuch issue, you want to teach your children how bad ribis is, so then you give them or take from them ribis, and it's not really, since they're your sons and daughters, it's not really true ribis, because obviously you own it all anyway, right? It's just it's a moot point. Amar Rab took it a step further. He said, however, going on the Rabbi Chana, Lee with their cousins, even to that extent they're allowed to do it. And the way he's doing it is obviously not because of chinuch, but rather because when they give to each other as a true gift, not as interest on the loan. To loan and lend beribis, because they do it as gifts, not as interest on the loan. Says the Gemara, "Lo yadam loyve b'shekel mava b'sela." A person should not borrow money for a shekel and then loan it for a sela. Avul akum loyve b'shekel mava b'sela means is like this, according to the Ravon, one of the Rishonim, Lieberman quotes it. It says here, you can't borrow money from another. You borrow money from Jew number one, right? Jew number one gives you a shekel, which is half a dollar. And you loan it out to Jew number two for a dollar, right? And then you're going to collect that dollar from Jew number two, right? And give it back to Jew number one. So in essence, just ribbons to a middleman, right? Ribbons to a middleman is no good. You can't do that. But if, and the truth is that there's a little bit, not. I think there's a Rashi somewhere. Let me look it up. It's Rashi somewhere. It says that Ribisite Day Shliach might be a heter because Ein Shliach Devar Aveira. So actually, there might be a question for the Shushami on that sheet of Rashi. But in any event, here it's talking about here it says that it is Osir. You can't take a shekel from one guy and loan it out to the other guy in order to get a sela, because it's basically just ribis through a middleman. But with a coin, that's okay. When it's a goy, love a shekel mava b'sela. So this is talking about when the Yisrael loans the Yisrael a shekel, and the Yisrael number two loans to a goy on the condition that shekel, on the condition that he gets back a sela, and from the goy it's going to give it to the first Yisrael, that it's osur. That's the first case, because this, in essence, that's true even if the the Gemara is going to explain it. Why do I have to explain it? What is about to say? Yisrael lova me'akum. The Gemara doesn't explain it. I'll explain. The case of Chesrei Rabban is the first case. Lo yadam leve b'sheko mava b'sela. It's talking about where there is a goy as well. In other words, Jew number one loans to Jew number two, or Jew number two loans to a goy. That's awesome, because even when the goy gives back more money to Jew number two, to Jew number one, and that transfers to Jew number... I'm confused.
Goy gives to Jew number two, who gives it to...
Right, the Jew number two, Jew gives to Jew number one, so that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's similar to
what... We had it last night, yeah, a similar case. However, if Akum love it, b'shekel, ma'abasel, in other words, if a goy is the guy in the middle, right, Jew number one gives to a goy, and the goy gives to another Yisrael, right... One to goy to two back to goy to Jew, that would be okay. Okay? Because in that case, it's the goy who contracted with the original Yisrael, which is basically the same case we had last night, right? Yisrael, lova ma'akum ba'akum Yisrael. What are we cooking?
Well, I see it's starting to smoke, so I turned it off.
Okay, good. They probably have not used it in a long time. Yisrael, lova ma'akum. a guy borrowed money from a Jew borrowed money from a guy, and a guy borrowed money from a Jew, which is similar to the case of that, but we're going off on a tangent. Yisrael Nasa Olo Orev. A Jew can become a guarantor for a loan where it's Jew number one, guy Jew number two. So the another Jew can become a guarantor for Jew number two. I eventually Ribbis is going to get back to the Jew number one. Doesn't matter, right? Benachoshish mishum Ribbis, right? So in this case, even though he's guaranteeing the loan for the Jew number one, the guarantor is also okay in this case as well. I'm not sure there's a chiddush, to be honest with you. I mean, if the loan itself is mutter, then certainly mean orev to be a guarantor is mutter. But I don't know. For some reason, we hold that.
We can look at the orev thing as a separate loan transaction aside from the official loan transaction. He's a because he end up.
Okay, says so more further. Yisrael Shemina Akum Apotropa. If a guy was appointed, a Jew was appointed by a guy. It's tricky here. So you're like Yisrael Shemina Akum. A Jew was appointed by a guy as an apotropa. As a, you know, there's a fire alarm. Shemina Akum Apotropa Osanter. Yisrael was appointed by a guy to be an Apotropa or Santer, means that he's going to be the designated manager of, you know, like
Santer
is appointed, so for some reason, charge. I like a senator, trustee.
Apotropa is just for good a minor, word. But a Santer is could be for.
Is it more major? Right. He's his banker. So Akum Yisrael is appointed by the guy to be the banker. In other words, the guy provides the funds. The Jew is doing the banking, right? Mutzav Osen Ribbis, you can borrow money from that Jew, Beribbis, because that Jew is just you're extending you the funds of the guy. That's okay. Okay, but now this is different than the case we had before. Because the case we had before where the Jew is in the middle, the Jew becomes the lender. But here the Jew, even though the Jew is in the middle, since he's only an apotropos or a santer, it's not an issue. Okay? Vice versa. If a guy is appointed by a Jew to be an apotropa or a santer, also must be men and women, you can't borrow money and interest from him. Because obviously he's extending a Jew's money. So if you have a Jewish bank with a Goyish loan officer, you can't transact the transaction with him nonetheless. Okay? Most Yisoshim have gotten beyond Akum, the money of a Jew. Is given over as a deposit in the hands of a goy. Mutzav Osen Ben Ribbis, even though the money originally came from a Jew, as a deposit in the hands of a goy, it becomes the goy's jurisdiction, and therefore you can borrow money Ben Ribbis. Kazak, Klausher, and Pizzle, Kosher Bar Chayes, so as long as Yisrael is responsible for it, Osir, it's forbidden. Bar Chayes, how comes as long as the goy is responsible for it, Mutzav, it's forbidden. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Halach above. Mazdisin. Ain't Paiska Perisat Shiyotzer Shah. One cannot make agreements on fruit to provide them over the course of time until there's a set price which has come out. If, however, one guy is the first guy among the harvesters and already has grain which he has harvested, and he can already make agreements on the pile of grain upon heaps of grapes and also baskets of olives on the clay slugs of a potter, while a seed and on plaster, once he's already had it settled into his oven. Now, what is the psiko which he's making? What is the pricing? The pricing means that he's setting a price at which he's going to then provide him with delivery throughout the course of the next year or over a course of time, right? In other words, the price is being set now. The price is being paid up front. The delivery is going to occur over time. Obviously, the guy who's doing the selling now is doing the selling as a way of raising cash. And obviously he's going to give a discount because he's getting paid at once for everything, right? So therefore, the psika is advantageous to the buyer because he's getting money, obviously. He's getting the delivery at for a price. He's paying less for delivery later on, right? So therefore, this is, when can you make this deal? Can I make this deal before this is... Can I make this deal unless it's a set market price? No market price, you can't do it. Okay? So it says the Gemara, or if there's no set market price, I'm sorry, you can do it once you have the commodity. What's the point is having the commodity? Having harvested. Having created the pile of grapes, the pile of olives, that's where you consider possessing the commodity. Once you possess the commodity, then you can make this deal. Okay? So either there's a shah, or the commodity, you have the commodity already. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi, Bupaiskimo ala Zebel, Alkoimasashoni, you can also make a stipulation for it to provide fertilizer for the entire year. Now, of course, that's problematic, because fertilizer doesn't exist until the animal produces it, right? Need the manure to exist in order to fertilize it. So says the Tanakama, it doesn't matter. Fertilizer is also considered to be Yotza Ashar. So he has a shar of there's the price of fertilizer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't placing well as Zevel Achelo Zevel Bashbos. Fertilizer's got to be real and there in his garbage dumps in order for him to be able to sell it. Chachamim permit this, and the question is how exactly Chachamim argues with Rabbi Yossi. Chachamim seems to be matter as long as you have your animals out in the field in the pasture, even you don't actually have the fertilizer yet, but they're productive. So therefore, there will be fertilizer, and then you can ready make the sale. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi Meir's holds. Tanakama says that you can do it for the entire year even if your animals are not out in the field right now. Rabbi Yossi says you must actually have the fertilizer. Rabbi Chachamim say, no, as long as you have animals out in the field, you can do it. Okay? Rabbi Yossi say, Paisim Mokushara Gavoa, that you make the stipulation according to the high price. The high price means actually what we would call the low price, meaning that you get much more grain for your money. Okay, you can give that according to the Shar Hagavoa. That you give much fruit for less money, even though later on the price is going to go up. Right, the price is going to go up, and you're going to give less fruit for that same amount of money. But at the end of the year, Shar Hagavoa means people who buy now, when they since precisely because they're going to wait for delivery, are going to get much more fruit later on. So that's poskim over Shar Gavoa, right? Rabbi Omer, Avo Pi Shelo Pasakimo Yochul Lomar Tenli Kozei Tenli Mosai. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though he didn't make the stipulation with him, he could say. Give me back the money, or give it to me, or give me back the money. Now, I'm not sure what it means now. I think of now I look at it again. I'm not sure it means Afa Pishlo Pasakimo. Remember, Afa Pishlo Pasakimo. Yachon Artini Kozatini Osai. Even though he didn't stipulate that he wants the better price, he can say either later on he can say, "Well, I didn't stipulate outright, but that's what I wanted. So either give me back my money, or give me according to the better price." So he can, that goes for Rabbi Yehuda. That assumption underlies the deal that he's going to get the better price. So I see Pei Moshe says we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. You have to stipulate the price you want. It has to be a legitimate char. You have to stipulate. If you don't stipulate, you don't necessarily get the best possible price. It depends what the stipulation was made, it was at the time they made the transaction. Okay? Ma'ad adam sarisa b'chitim, chitim, chitim. A person can loan his sharecroppers wheat for wheat, lezera, to plant the wheat and get back, they're going to plant the wheat and get back, he's going to get back wheat. Because then, you're looking as if the wheat never went out of existence. Because you gave wheat, put in the ground, and when he raises a crop, it's going to be back the same wheat. So it's not really looked at as a true loan. But avalola lechob, you can't loan him wheat which he's going to eat, because then it's like a true loan, because that wheat which he gets, he's going to eat, you know, consume, and he's going to give you back other wheat, and in the meantime, the price might go up. So it's a little bit of a kula, it's a big kula actually, that we let you loan wheat for a wheat when the wheat you're giving is for planting. Going to raise other wheat, but not when the wheat you're giving is for eating. Sharon Gamliel Ma'avaris of Chitim B'Yoker. Gamliel used to loan his sharecroppers wheat. It was B'Yoker B'Huzlu, and if they were expensive, he used to give it to them, and then they went down in price. Obazovu Kira, they were inexpensive when he gave them, and they went up price. But note to make sure, so he would only take from them either the corresponding wheat or the value was at a time. At the lower time, whenever that was, either the beginning of the transaction or the end of the transaction. Lo shalocha kein, it's not that locha's like that. You take back the wheat, even if you gave him the wheat at a low price, and now the wheat when it's harvested is a high price, you can take it back. But Elisha Lusharotzach, Gamliel's Machman himself, they would never make a profit on the wheat which you loaned out. You only take back the wheat according to the lower price, the lowest prevailing price. Okay, Ma'aliv Sok Bishar Shal Sidki. Ask more, can we make a subsika, this agreement, to deliver later on when the shah is only a shah of sidki? The shah of sidki is a time when people come occasionally to deal, but there isn't a set market already in the commodity. Let's say it's very early, and some people are already bringing wheat into the city, but it's not a completely present in the market that everybody can buy and sell it at this point. So it's machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Poskei Yehuda says you can. Rabbi Shlokas Shemayim Poskei Rabbi Shlokas says you cannot. Rabbi Bar Chiya Boyikun Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Bar Chiya asked for Rabbi Zeira. Lo Mistabra the Yehuda Rabbi Shlokas Rabbi Yochanan B'Shar Shel Tzipayrin. Does it not make sense? And Rabbi Shlokas will concede to Rabbi Yochanan by the Shar of Tzipayrin. By the Shar of Tzipayrin. Why Shainapul Kesekas? It's not done to sputter, even when they have a very early home price, because it's not fully on the market yet, but there's a constant flow of goods into the city. So therefore, even that very early market price can't persist, meaning that, of course, it'll fluctuate, but there's no interruption in supply from that point on. So even Shlokish would agree that since there's no interruption in supply from that point on, you can make the agreement, the stipulation, at that point in time. Okay?
So,
that's true, but he does quote the Shar Siki for 74. Okay? You're right, it's not a classic Shar Siki, which is why Rish Lakish would concede. On Rabun Barkana, Rabun Barkana said, turn the page, the Tema and I'm in astonishment. Ech Rabbana Plige. Now, how Rabbana draw a distinction? The next word, I'm going to read it like the Shai Torah Sitzro reads it, which is a good in a frame, which makes more sense, so it's going to require changing a few words. Instead of Bain, Im. And it should be in posik ala mos mutar, the posik ala malve osu. You know, don't have that. But that's the way the charts are sold, more or less scaling in front begins. It means, what difference does it make if I give him money? There's a classic question about me as well. When I make the stipulation, the halacha states that I have to give him money and say, listen, Yaakov, here's $10,000. You deliver me grain over the course of the next year according to the $10 a bushel price. Right? But you must give him money. Money must change hands. If Yaakov owes me $10,000, I can't say to him, take that money of the loan I'm giving you on your ledger those $10,000 as the payment of the grain over the next 12 months. There's got to actually be cash exchanging hands. The writing off of a loan cannot substitute for the exchange in hands. So that's the question. Why must you have, what's the difference between Paisik HaMos, which is okay, and Paisik HaMale is awesome. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, second line, Rabbi Yirmiya says, B'malve is pleading. The truth is, even by Malve, those who are mats here, in other words, that perhaps the buyer can buy based on the credit, line of credit which he already has. However, that's a big mistake, if you do give cash in the situation, as the base of the transaction, everybody agrees it should be shemutin, that's okay. Because cash already cements the deal. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, the pisuk is power good. Even if you're going to set the price you're going to do the transaction based on transfer of actual cash, it's a machlokas. But if you do it based on a loan and those transfer of cash, kol amamoyde, everybody can see that it should be shosr. Then in that case, it's forbidden. And here we have to put in, we have to insert more from later on, according to Shartar Yisrael. And according to right, look at the very bottom, three lines on the bottom, actually. It says, V'tani king, we also learned this. Chayachayav lomos, if somebody owed you money. Uval itali mena begorin. And you're going to want to take the money back when the silos are full of grain to buy. And the borrower said, I say like a shar shabashuk. I tell you what, make it like the price in the marketplace. Vani elelcho, that I owe you based on the amount of bushels per dollar now. Vani elelcho koshnemasar chodesh. And I'll give it to you over the next 12 months. Also, it's forbidden. Why is that? The Gemara said, Tapachov Dalin Rav. The low kisara aboliyado. It's not like having cash. And the principle is not discussed within the Bali. It was discussed in great detail with Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, you know why you can't make a transfer? Bali says, I'm sorry. It's not discussed in detail. Yushalmi is discussed in Bali. Why do you need to have the money change hands? Because in that case, if the buyer has given the seller money, even if the seller does not himself have wheat, he can go out and buy wheat with this. Because it's a shard. So Afa Pishen Lazet Yesh Lazet. Even though he doesn't have, somebody else will have, and he'll go to that person and buy the wheat from him and then provide it, deliver it to his purchaser. So that's why the money is as if he bought the wheat. Why? Because since the money gives the seller the power to go out and buy the wheat, it's as if he bought the wheat itself. There is a tzad there from the Bible to say that if you are writing off a loan as the purchase price, it would work in a case where the seller actually has the grain. Because in that, you need either one. Either that the buyer pays cash, and therefore the seller could go out and buy the grain even if he doesn't have it, or that the seller does have the grain. And there, even if the buyer buys on credit, that would still be okay in those circumstances. Okay? But the usual Bavli doesn't go much further. Yushalmi just states here that you cannot initially buy on credit wheat from an individual who makes a stipulation to you according to the current price if he doesn't actually possess the wheat. Okay?
So then, what about the concept of futures, buying of futures?
But that's because you're giving the money and there is wheat to buy somewhere. You have to say, no, that could not work. Right, you have to be there is wheat to buy somewhere today. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta, the very Rabbi Yana, but back to Chav Gimel and Beis, 5 months at that. Very Rabbi Yana, my Paitskin al Shachas. Once the food, the crop is grown in the field to the height of animal fodder, which is one third of its growth, you can already make psika. We don't pass it that way. This is reaction harvesting. Rabbi Yisrael Amar Avchal Osvash, also on globes of honey, honeycomb. We don't pass away either. It's got to be harvested. Rabbi Yechon Amar Kol Ayeres Asmuchat Tveria, all the cities which are adjacent to Tveria, Kamechus or Shar Shul Tveria placement. They're all subject to the Shar and Tveria. So if there's commodity exchange in one of the major cities, that sets the tone for all the cities in the environs. If he has started harvesting, and this is where there is no shar in Israel yet, but he started harvesting, place him up in the Shikari and make stipulation on asylum. Rav said, if you're one maaser before marketing, you're just one, like let's say the last thing before marketing is you rinse your grain. Obviously it's not, but let's say it was. So then, even if you haven't rinsed it yet, but that's the next step before more frankly, the penultimate step before the marketing. So then, at that point, array is considered to be poison, right? But not before that. It's earlier down in the processing. Rabbi Yehuda Ishtag Shabbat Rami, they both said Afilu Ruchusar Kamamaisim poison. Even if it's nowhere near ready yet, you can still make stipulation. Because Amishah is how you tchilo koytzim, right after harvest. After harvest is missing many steps, right? Threshing, winnowing, all the Hilchos Shabbos, which have to do with it, are still missing, right? So therefore, you see that Rav and Amishah don't see eye to eye. Abba Zmina Yov Chadina Lekfeil. Abba Barzmina gave a certain amount of money to a kfela. I was told was a butcher, but here it says it's a baker. Anyway, the idea is the same. Nasi Mena B'Shaw's Lila, he bought at a low price. That's what our Mishnah calls Shar Gavoa, right? When you can get more for your buck, right? Here it's called the cheap price. The same idea. The Murray Buck, he bought for him on the Chol Shaita, everything for the entire year, for low Modi Rav. Rav wasn't Moida, because there are many steps missing until whatever it was makes it to market. If it's bread, like he says, a baker, so then he's buying, you know, flour right now. There are many steps missing. You couldn't set a stipulation in the entire year. And certainly if it's meat, like I thought it was, then you can't set it because the cows are nowhere yet slaughtered. Okay, in any event, Rav didn't concede on the point because missing several maisim. Rav Arzmina holds that even missing several maisim, you can do that. I think we do paskin like Rav Arzmina in this case. Rav Chia Ruh, though it's not down the Bali, but I think that's the idea. Rav Chia Ruh, Rav Chia the Great, Havle Kita. He had linen. Asu Chamrai Mispin Emine. So the donkey drivers came and they wanted to buy from him. And they were going to sell it elsewhere. Amrlone, so he said to him, Lais Bedaiti Mizabanta Kidon, I didn't want to sell it now. El Bupuraya, I wanted to sell it on Purim. Amrule, Amrlone, so they said to him, well, it's much more expensive. Amrlone, so he said, Lais Zavnus Loch Kidain, Madasi Mizavna Puraya, sell to us now for whatever you would charge on Purim. He didn't pay right away, however. Asa Shah, Rabbi Lev, Rebbe, he came and asked Rebbe, what's the status? Armalay Oster, he said, Rebbe said it's forbidden. And Novak Rebbe Chia went out, called Masisa, put into a brisa. Now, this is a case which actually the Bavli has, it's called Tarshat Rav Nachman, I believe. And the Bavli, the Maraponi brings it down. Maybe it's just Tarsha. Anyway, the case over there is a case where there is interest. There is interest. Because what they're doing is they're taking the grain now, which is at lower price. They're going to go and take it, and they're going to give the higher price to him at Purim time, but they're buying it now, right? So in this case, the logic to be matir, whoever was speaking here, is the logic of Rechia of Aruba had to be matir was to say that, well, they're going to be marviach too. I'll be marviach, but they'll be marviach. I'll be marviach, they're going to give me the more expensive price. But they'll be marviach, and that they're going to make more money, because I assume whenever they're taking it, they're going to they're going to sell right away or shortly thereafter, make cash, which is important to them. So therefore, they're getting a benefit and they're getting a benefit. So there shouldn't be a problem, right? Because everybody's benefiting all around. So nevertheless, it's also because it's a form of ribbons. Why? Because you are, because you are extending them credit, they're paying you more money later on. They're going to give you whenever they pay you back. Might not necessarily be a rent all the way to Purim, but whenever they pay you back, they're going to pay you back more than you gave them.
So it's like the KCS last night of the apples that were going to be transported to New York.
Right, it's a similar case, it's a similar case. I guess one could say, but here the Gemara does hold its own story here. Now again, as I said, the Mara point brings down the case of the Gemara in the Bavli is whole machlokas had a pasuk. So he says, of course, those who pass in land kula in such a case, tarsha, where both the buyer and the seller will make money, are going to run afoul of our Gemara. Where even though both the buyer and the seller are going to make money by taking the food and selling it before Purim, right? Before the final 2 days. Nevertheless, since there's a time element here, so it's still be an attribution of interest. Okay? Okay, so says Amara further, top of Chavdal now, because we read that already. Amar Rav. Rav said, my Rav Chia Chavibi, Rav Chia by my uncle agrees. It should be De'ilu. De'ilu Yavin is the way this story lies. De'ilu Yavin lay. Had you given money immediately to an individual. Now, this is talking about, remember, Rav Chia's case is a case with the with the case of the linen, right? So he wanted to get the look. He was willing to give the linen to the salesman, to the donkey drivers now, for them to go sell wherever they want, but he wanted to get the Purim price, right? So Rabbi said it's no good, you can't do that. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said, my uncle agrees, De'ilu Yavin Leve Konamin Kvar, if you gave it to an individual and he acquired it immediately, Shari, that's permissible. Now, that means that if you had a case where I gave the transaction is immediate, meaning that there's immediate delivery of the grain now, right? And they say, okay, we're buying it from you right now for $100 a bushel, even though the price now is only $50 a bushel. But we're buying it to you right now. We're making the meshicha and buying it right now, and it's okay for them to... meaning Agramin Kfar, if I pay you today, even though the Kana Basar Kain, even though I only get delivery later down the line later this year, Shari, that's okay, that's permitted. That case of Tarshan Chav Gimelam and Beis, which Rabbi Chia was asked to do by Rebbe, that's the case, punkfakert, the exact opposite. Konami kvar, if they got delivery on the grain now. But agra mi basar kein, they're only going to pay later, that's also. Because these donkey drivers, they got the grain today. And they're expected to pay later down in the year, Purim prices. That's Rebbe's. Again, what Chazal permit is paying money today where there's either a shahr or the guy does have grain, and then getting the grain later on.
That looks like a valid transaction. That's okay.
But in a case where the opposite has occurred, they're getting the grain today and paying money later on, that looks like ribbis.
So they're buying it on credit.
They're buying on credit. That's basically what we're trying to say, yes. Buying credit is no good. You got it. You put it as much more sensitive than I could. Buying on credit is no good. What's good is to buy and not going to take delivery. Because then it's the seller who's getting credit from you on the sale, not on the money.
Right. So all buying on credit is not allowed, or just...
All awesome. Yeah. Because the price might go up, even if the price doesn't actually go up.
It's all awesome.
So what if the price goes up, but you still only...
Unless you set a price.
Yeah.
Unless you set a price, yes. And the price was the price at the time of the initial transaction. Yeah. That'll be okay. All right. Now, in Yonah the Yoima Mamish, Mamish is serendipity that we're about a month and a half behind. Actually, I don't know if we're that far behind. Rabbi Lezer Yoiv Dina L'Chai Barnash. Rabbi Lezer gave money to a certain individual. Amalei said, Madinun Avdin Mikan, whatever this, whatever you can make with this money, from here, Ad Chanukah. And we had it earlier above a comma. Above a comma, which says if you're passing a house, a store, then there's no Chanukah outside. But this is one of the very rare occurrences. It's not in the Bible in the Sugya. So it's all about coincidence. So he gave him a dollar. Now, the truth is, I initially thought, like Lieberman, that the dollar is the investment amount. But now I realize it's not necessarily true. It could be the dinar was what he paid him as an agent. Okay, he gave him $100. And he paid him a dollar to be his agent and said, this is an investment, right? Whatever it makes from here, from now till Hanukkah, let's say, from now till Hanukkah, the D, and there's a critical word in it, meaning with through everybody, missing here, which through everybody ride, it's in the Iskariot. D.D. V'D.D.O.C. We split it halfway. It says you're only D.D., but it's got to be D.D. V'D.D.O.C. So whatever it makes the Hanukkah, we split halfway. Whatever proceeds there are. Mitamonu la'alon from after Hanukkah, then whatever proceeds are, it's my principle, remember. It's my principle, right? So until Hanukkah, we split the proceeds. After Hanukkah, afterwards, you get all the proceeds. Eventually, you'll have to pay me back the principal. But after Hanukkah, you get all the proceeds. So, it pachs in the Asher, whatever happens afterwards, if it goes up or goes down, the doch, it's yours. Brought me to him, so Hanukkah came, and after Hanukkah, he wanted to give him half of the proceeds to Hanukkah, right? Because that was the deal. The agent wanted to give half the proceeds to Hanukkah. So, says the Gemara, the low kibil, Rabbi Lezer would not accept it. Even though that was the original condition, he didn't accept it. Why is that? Rabbi Lezer was afraid that what he did is called Karl Vishava Rochok Lehebse. Even though he paid a symbolic amount, a dollar, whatever it was, a dinar, but nevertheless, he was much more likely to gain than to lose. Because, A, he's only bringing the promise of Hanukkah afterwards. That the agent is borrowing in order to make money with, right? And B, he's stipulating that so therefore basically what he's saying is if it was for the entire duration half and half and it was an investment the entire time, so then it would be okay. But here he only made an investment for part of the time. The rest of the time he made it alone. So and one could say and look at it and say, well, because the person who's working, because he's going to get a loan after Hanukkah, that's why he's willing to split up the proceeds until Hanukkah. So that may be a form of ribbis. Because it's more likely that Rebbe Lezer will, if Rebbe Lezer has limited his risk, I guess that's what I want to say. Because his risk is only until Hanukkah, yet the life of the loan is much longer. If you accept the risk throughout the life, that's what it says here. The Tanya came, we also learned in a brisa. Kara v'schai brother left said, if it's more likely you will make money than lose money, zoom midas rishoyim. That's what rishoyim do. That's ribbis. You have to be, have it in order to be considered a true investment when you're investing the principal and not the other guy. Obviously, if you both invest principal, then you're both investors, right? But if you're investing the principal, you're the capital, he's the brains, right? But to make an investment is only if you share equally the potential gains and potential losses, right? So if you, however, you've got insured, you're going to get more possibility of gain. Zoom in as you're short. Vice versa, if it's more like you lose and less likely you'll gain, zoom in as tzaddikim. That's what tzaddikim do. Karav is at 50-50, or Rav equally close, Rav is at Rosa equally distant. Zoom in as gone, that's where normal people conduct their business.
What about the concept of the Shalom Tino Villas
So why? You can't do Ravis in order to Shalom Tino Villas if they love it. Won't help. Doesn't help. I mean, this is the better basis of Hector Isco, though. The Hector Isco is that we make it into a investment. We say that they divide up, the way Hector Isco works is it says they divide up equally the losses and gains. By the way, the Bible has all sorts of cases. Like, you set upon yourself, if you want to get half of the losses, you set upon yourself two-thirds of the potential. But if you want to get half of the gains, you set upon yourself two-thirds of potential losses, that's okay. So as long as your percentages are higher for the loss than the risk for gain, that's okay. The Bible. Another potential at the Bible is, of course, we learned the Yerushalmi as well. You give a little bit of a payment, something more than token payment to the person who's working on their behalf, so he's getting paid, so that makes him an agent. So there are other ways of getting around it. But in any event, what Hector Isco does, it makes it a true investment, which is the catch. It makes it almost impossible to prove a loss. And that way, it's not worth it for the guy who took out a loan from you, who quote unquote is your investment agent, to go to the Rick world to prove that he actually had a loss. That's the Shavua brings, special testimony. So therefore, it's much more likely he's going to want to avoid having to go to all those lengths and rather would give you the interest, especially our entire school. Okay. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchok Yotin on the Barnash. Yitzchok gave money to a certain individual. Rabbi Lezer wanted to do this like Rabbi Lezer, but again, he too, Velo Kibbalah, in the end, he didn't accept it upon himself. I think it's that he himself reneged on the deal. Kana Yav Arboim Dinar the Barnash. This is a case, she told us a similar case in the Bali. Rav Kana gave $40 to a person, recently a kitten to buy him linen. A cure kitten in the end, so he didn't yet buy the linen, and the price of the linen went up. He wants to know if he can get the linen. Ms. Malayim actually means to sell. I said to buy from him means to sell him. So says the Gemara, Asher Shul Rabbi came to ask Rabbi for what to do. Amalei says that Ezel saw me now. Buy Kurban Rabbi. Take the best and most linen you can get. So he actually told him, yes, since you paid for it already, even though the price goes up, you can take delivery. But the catch is you can only take delivery of what? Of linen. You can't take the monetary equivalent of what the linen is. Because obviously in that case, you gave true ribbons. Because you gave less, you gave more, and it's money. So that's, you pay cash, you get back the maximum amount of linen, but not any other commodity. Okay? Says the Gemara, Bikish Rebbe Lahatcha Kluto, it should be Sheliyam. Lezer wanted to be matir, literally means the absorption of the seed. did not allow to. So what it is, we'll see in a minute. These months, some say Rabbi Yossi, but B.K.S. did want to allow the absorption of the sea. Rabbi did not allow. My Kitoshayam, what's Kitoshayam? Barnashti Yoyev L'Chavre, it's an individual gave to his friend. It should be Mead Dinoin, and there's a whole piece missing here, which is in the Skoriyal. But let me tell you outside of the Skoriyal. With sea going, merch Kitoshayam means people are going to be absorbed to sea, people going on long sea voyages. So you want to invest in the sea voyage. So you say, I want to invest in your sea voyage, but I want to get back a fixed rate of return. So I'll invest $100 and then $120 back. Now, Chora, that should be ribbis, right? So the way it works is that he says he wants to get around by saying that this investor says that I just want $20. If it's less than $20, it's your problem. If it's more than $20, it's your revach. So he's trying to make it that he's also potential. He's ignoring so an advantage you could have had. Now, it's not percentage, it's a flat fee, $20 no matter what. So I might have been minded of that, because it's not, I would say it's not ribbis, because it was ribbis, so then it should be a flat fee, it should be a percentage, right? But now the flat fee might be, it should be okay, so the Gemara says no, flat fees are not okay. So and it says here, Prescott is saying 100 denarim, and Omar, it should say here, Omar Le is from the Escorial, Yavli has 3 denarim, my take should be 20 bucks. In person, if it's less, yidach, it's your problem. In other city, if it's more, yidach, it's your advantage. Of du mishol shneihem, they both lose. Why? Because that's a form of ribbis. Now, it's not really a form of ribbis, because it's an investment, right? And the $20 is really very similar to our heterisko, because the $20 is in lieu of making a precise cheshbon. And our heterisko do the same way. We give to a certain percentage of interest in lieu of making exact cheshbon. But it's really as if it was an investment. But here, the Gemara is not monitored. Why? Because obviously in this case, the individual does not specify that he will share in the loss. It's not sufficient. Our heterisko would be saying, I will share in the loss. Since you've got to prove the loss, and the way for you to prove the loss is technically almost impossible. But you have to share in the loss. So that's why this is not permitted. Okay? Says the Gemara, a new case. Kigon Elaine. However, guys such as those who have an invitation Elaine, who give merchandise to Elaine, the Marvishina Tribune Lehman says, Lenisi, people go island. There's not long seas, close seas. It's short hops, right? The Cyprus and back, right? So there they had a different arrangement. In that case, the guy who has the barbus, who has the goods, he says, listen, what I want you to do when you get there is mitantin kubsustan or mishloshim kubsustan. There, things sell for more expensive. What's here is, let's say, 5 measures. Let's say explicit. What here is, let's say, 5 measures of dollar. There, it's 2 or 3 measures of dollar. Right? So I want to make a profit. Right? And he doesn't say how much in profit exactly. But I want to make a profit. The truth is, however, the agents are also going to make a profit in this case. There was no stipulation here of ribbons, right? Just understood that there's going to be greater profits. I should get a share of the profits. In this case, it's considered to be okay. And the world calls it tarsha, which means silent ribbons. In other words, yes, there's ribbons being placed, but it's silent. It's not stipulated, right? It's just an understanding that there, you know, I go to the guy and say, you know, there the price is higher, right? So that's for going to give me an opening to get something back. That's considered to be okay. I'm not sure I exactly understand that case, but that's what it says here. Ain't to ribbis? It's not to be interest a lot trusha. Silent ribbis. Literally deaf mute ribbis. And that's why it's okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Asai, this came back to the fertilizer. Rabbi Yossi, our mission says you must have fertilizer in a specific location in order to sell it. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shnei Mamu Dabra, after both say the same thing. The Tiedem, we looked over there in Shemitah. By Elo Dabra, Muat, Mosib Levoch, the mice you can't fertilize here. But fertilizer on the field, because it's going to be able to grow, which is a sort of planting for Shemitah. So according to According to Tanakama, you have to have a little pile, and then merciful of Harbe, you could add much more fertilizer to that pile. All right. Well, as a Messiah, Oyster, Elizabeth says, no, it's Oyster. I try to show you until you make the pile distinct. Three fucking deeper than the rest of the ground, I cheat and sell it, or you put it on a rock. Until then, it's Oyster. So from this, we see that he holds like Rabbi Yossi, you have to have a collection of Zevel in order to indicate that it's Zevel. Not to Zevel to sell, not to Zevel to fertilize your field. And so to over here, you have to have a significant amount ground together in order to sell to somebody else. Okay, I love Zion. I'm almost finished. Loyama Adam Chaver Pershan says his friend, Alveni Kur Chitim, loan me a measure of wheat. Vani no sin lechomin agar. I'm going to give you from my silo later on in the year. That's called Avos Abisah. And it's forbidden because the sa'ah, the measure of grain, might go up in price, and therefore you're giving ribbons. You could say, if you have it home, I chuba b'nei amloni until my son comes, I'm shed some of that until I find the key. Because in that case, you're not really loaning, lend or borrowing, you're really being mocked immediately back. It's just low lending is where there's some time lag. But here there's no time lag, because Lamai said you're already committing them. The stuff you have in your house immediately, just that you have to, wherever you are, you need the grain. Okay? Says the Gemara, Hillel says, Hillel says like this. The word at the bottom, I misread. Hillel says, no, even this case is prohibited. What Hillel is for prohibiting, we'll see in the Gemara. But Hillel is prohibiting. Says, even for a short time period of time, lo tal til the isha kikra l'chaver chaverta. It's amazing chumra. You can't loan a loaf of bread to your friend. Achatai send them to you. Evaluate its exact worth, because you can't loan saw, because the next loaf might be worth more. So you have to evaluate its value. Okay, shemi okiru may the go up in price. The wheat, the name says both the rivers would be a case of rivers. Says my father, Lord Loyomar, no chaver, person can say to his friend, have any kur chotim, loan me a measure of wheat, vanina is in chol gore, and I'll give it to you at the harvest, which is much later. Hush, time is Shabbatos, but it sounds like if I just do for 2 or 3 weeks, it's okay. It's a long period, it might fluctuate, but a short period, it's not going to fluctuate. And that, Gumar explains, that's what he'll answer. He'll answer even for 2 or 3 weeks. You can't borrow an egg from your neighbor for a week without actually reckoning the price of an egg. And nobody's mad, though, at this point, sure. But I'm reckoning the price of eggs and making the price alone as opposed to the egg itself. Amr Shmuel said, Allah kill, Allah is not going to kill. This is very mad. Okay? Mishnah, halachas. I'm on the chaver. Person said, "Mrs. O'Hill, she knocked the door, and then you were set off the alarm." I'm on the chaver. Thank you. Person says to his friend, "Nakishimi, hoe with me to weed with me today. If I nakishimach, I'll weed with you another time. Even if they might not weed the exact times, in order to stand with stop clocks and make it, you know, precise. Even if I weed you for an hour." You would meet for 2 hours later, it's time to speed ribs. Okay, because time of the weeding, right? That doesn't make it ribs. Okay? Adore me, ho with me, by Adore Mach, and I'll ho with you. Loyal Marlo, however, this you shouldn't say, make it explicit. Adore me, by Naki Shimcha, do a ho with me today, and I'll weed with you. Call me great echot. All the days, one summer day, or war one winter day. In other words, in that case, they mentioned the length of the days. That already looks like a difference, because days have different lengths in the summer and the winter. Yesh, Rabbi Yagamli Omer, Yesh Ribbis Mukdamit, Yesh Ribbis Sukhers, there's early Ribbis and late Ribbis. Kate said also, Nasa Evelos, man, I know I want to borrow a few money. So I sent you presents. Or I said, Mishvil Shet Yaveni, because you're going to loan me money. Zuribis Mukdemis, that's, early Ribis. Love man, on the other hand, if I borrow money from him, Bechsis Moser, and he gave back the loan, Roya Mishalech Lo, and then I sent you a gift, Omer Vishuma El Sub, Shuni Potatoes and Sleep, because you, I had your money by me, your Rivas Mucheris, that's late Rivas, and that's also as well. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Omer.
That's where Rabbi Thomas said, no, isn't that,
That's Rivas too? No, anything can be Rivas, we're ready there. Shimon Omer, Imi Yesh Rivas, but the point is verbal Rivas. Lo Yomer Lo Da, Im Ba Ish Plenty Mokum Plenty. He can't, a lender can't say to borrow, go check if so and so came from so and so place, because the debtor's going to be doing a favor as Ribbis on the loan, right? A lawyer of law says that these people transgress. I'm out of that, the lender, got cold, by the way. The lender, do you want to close again? It's okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm out of that, the lender, by lawyer, and the borrower, already the guarantor, by aid of the witnesses, so to describe. Or about titan they transgress giving ribbis, about tikach taking ribbis, talkima taking ribbis, vatil kenosha do not be like a lender, vallo the symbol of nesha, and on the creation, literally means place, but the creation of a ribbis loan. Belief neighbor lo tite mirsho, the race of Melkechni Hashem, all these things they transgress, they're true evil doers. Om Rabbi Yasser comes and says, Bore Kamasamus Ene Malva Ribbis, see how blind. Usurers are. Under Kel Chaver, a person calls his friend, Aivin and Leland, if I called you an Aivin of a Zor, or Megala Arias, or I called you a Noyev, the Shrevich Dami, if I called you a murderer, Vagish Lorid and Machaib, you want to start fighting with me, it's going to come down with me and fight the duel. Vahla, but in this case, on the contrary, case of Rivas, Havlo Secher Aidin, the guy hires witnesses to sign a document, and the soifer, and he hires the soifer, and says to him, come, v'aidu shekofer amokam, the lenders are saying, come and testify about me, that I'm an apikoyris. Why is an apikoyris? Because l'amed chod shekol amabar b'ribis koyfer b'ikar. The somebody who loans money and interest denies the Iker denies the Kodesh Baruch, because Hashem said not to. And he, by doing this, it says, Ani Hashem, specifically by Ribbis. So he's denying Hashem. Hashem may love Zerma, you're more than that. You're saying, Hashem, you're more than denying Hashem, which can say about many mitzvahs. Koyfen, they're Koyfen this way. Shoyz HaTorah plasterin. He makes the Torah into some plaster, which means some political philosophy or financial policy. That's Moshe Tipesh, and they make Moshe stupid. For him, they say, oh, that Moshe, he didn't know how to run an economy. Or Moshe to know how much money we can make by charging the interest. He wouldn't have written the Issa and the Torah. So they make Moshe into a naive fellow who didn't realize that interest is where it's at. Right? Ribis is very difficult. Shapa Toiva Ribis, even doing a favor is a Ribis. I've learned the Mishnah and he expands. Harish Armor Lo Likach Liu Lera Yerk Minashuk. If a bar lender told the borrower, go buy me vegetables from the marketplace, Avi Shinasan Lo Moisa. Even though the borrower should be grateful to the lender because the lender gave him his money. Harish the Ribis, that's a form of Ribis. Right? Because he's besides giving him the money back, so he's going to go buy him the vegetables.
But you can't take heat change.
Right. Unless it's like two times in a chachamim, like we saw that they know it's not a ribbis case. Hashem may have caused ribbis to be very difficult. Shav shela sholom ribbis. Even saying sholom aleichem was ribbis. The sholom sholom yom of the left borrower never said sholom aleichem to the lender. Right? But now that al sholom, now they borrow money from him, he did lo sholom, he says sholom aleichem, how are you? I raised the ribbis, that's ribbis, but it's only doing because he's
We do.
If you would have said hello to him anyway, then you're allowed to. But if you wouldn't have said hello to him anyway,
hello.
Yes. Can I get you a cup of coffee? V'cheder Hashem elos aramer. Hashem let's say, Kol mishi yesh lo mos v'ino malvin beribis. Anybody who has money and doesn't loan them at usury, a love of kosher concerning him, it says, Kaspel lo nasam b'neshech. Says to the pasuk in Tehillim, he didn't give his money for interest, and then it says doesn't take ribbis either. And the Pnei Moshe means an osel lo yomut lo oilam. Somebody does this, meaning refrains from the Bar Ribbis, he won't ever stumble. Amrav Shmuel bar Ime, Roshua says, Hamit Mutar said the stumbling. Lo yinu mo yodi mao, we wouldn't know what the stumbling is. But Shlomo Peter, Shlomo came and explained it. Hatzel Kuchla Mavis, the stumbling is saving people who were condemned to death and and those who are inclined to be killed. Somewhere in this pasuk, it says something about, it says Matim Leharek. It says they're going to stumble and going to swerve to be killed. So that mitmut is to die in a bad way. So it says somebody who doesn't blow money at Ribbis, he's not going to stumble. He's not going to stumble or sway, and that means he's not going to leap up with a violent end.
So, if this is such a severe avera, why didn't he have a severe punishment? It was nonviolent,
right? You know why? Because the law gives it willfully, so they were limited in what they could do. It's
Torah,
unique prohibition.
The Torah doesn't give any.
Torah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Rebbe Kitzutza, any Yerts B'dayonim, like the Yerushalmi Paskins. We Paskin did this. We Paskin based in camp and above. According to Yerushalmi, there's no recourse here. Okay? It's such a severe issue, but there's no recourse. This is fascinating. Yes. Okay?